top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I am Richie Ferrol in the headlines.
When it happens.
Newly elected Police Welfare Association Chairman Sergeant David Andrew Jr. has made it clear that salary increases for police officers is among key considerations for the new executive of the association. Newly elected president of the St. Lucia Teachers Association, Vern Charles, told reporters on Wednesday that she was elated and humbled by the preliminary poll results. And a Texas appeals court appears to be divided as to whether to reject a controversial Texas immigration law in a case that is being closely watched nationwide. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Court Dominica Limited. More details after this.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Not be afraid of what the future brings.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.
March Madness! Court is back by popular demand. That's right. We heard you loud and clear. Get crazy deals of up to 70% off across the store. Plus, mad door. For 3 days only, Thursday 21st to Saturday 23rd March, up to 70% off across the store. No cash, no worry. You can pay later with Ready Finance. If you missed it for the first time, don't miss it this time around. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
Welcome back. Sergeant David Andrew Jr., the newly elected chairman of the Police Welfare Association, has announced a dedicated focus on addressing the multitude of challenges confronting police officers, and particularly the pressing issue of salary increases in the face of serious economic challenges. He expressed the commitment to collaborate with the newly appointed executive team to formulate a proposal to be presented to the government on behalf of police personnel.
I must say I'm elated to serve the members of the Police Welfare Association, to serve on the executive as chairman. It will be a challenging time, but I want to thank the executive for selecting me, and I will do my best to bring forward their issues and see how it can be addressed. First thing on the front burner, there is issues of the cost of living for our members. And the members have been asking that for salary increase, we intend to put a proposal together, the executive, the soonest, and to table it before the government. There are also issues with the conditions at stations and the lack of resources to do the work. I know it's a difficult time and we have some global financial issues. However, for the police to be effective, they must have the necessary resources in order to function properly.
Sergeant David Andrew Jr. has articulated his commitment to collaborating closely with the police administration in pursuit of the objectives outlined by the Commissioner of Police.
My intention as the chairman is to work with the police administration to achieving the goals set by the Commissioner of Police. I can tell you we have a very good Commissioner of Police acting. He has been working closely with the Police Welfare Association, and I intend to continue that trend. As the time goes by, we're going to meet with our membership. We're also going to have some executive meetings and meet with the police administration to put things together to see how we can greater develop the police force, the human resource, improve training, and also deliver better and adequate service to the public, because you must look at your response to the public. That is critical. And to ensure that there's a public confidence within the police force. So that is our intention, not only welfare as it relates to our membership, but also as it relates to the community as a whole.
And that was newly elected chairman of the Dominica Police Welfare Association, Sergeant David Andrew Jr. Former Marigot MP and also former Prime Minister Edison James speaks to the concerns raised by His Lordship Justice Colin Williams, published on March 18, 2024. Justice Williams expressed disappointment in the delayed hearing of over 100 cases for several years, while the judiciary was celebrating closing 100% of 13 selected cases which were heard and tried at the High Court, while there are 119 people on remand at the state prison, awaiting their trial to determine their innocence. Speaking on Q95 on Wednesday, James referenced his current matter where the police filed a case of incitement against him, which was then brought to the office of the DPP, which then provided a fiat to have the prosecution headed by Trinidad and Tobago's lawyers, Israel Khan, senior counsel, and Keith Scotland. He said this case has been unnecessarily prolonged for 7 years to date by high-ranking members of Dominica's judiciary. On 16 February 2024, James appeared that morning before Magistrate Michael Loda, who rejected an application by James's attorney, Gildon Richards, to have the matter struck out and instead committed the case to the High Court. James was granted bail in the sum of $50,000 after the matter was sent to the High Court the same day.
It's the second time in relatively recent time that this judge has commented on the the question of the injustices in the criminal justice system. And I think it's something that should not be taken lightly. I think when a judge is moved to make these kind of comments, it is serious, and the authorities need to pay attention. As you said, I have been, and you have been, others, Thompson, Spags, Hector, John, have been victims of that aberration in the criminal justice system. It was after 4 years that Hector John had his matter null pros a few weeks ago, something which I am advised that could have been seen many, many years ago. My matter is before the court. Spent a little time in the jail in the cell the other day on it. But that's after what it has been in the system now for almost 7 years, and you wonder why it's taken so long. People have, you know, their life to live, mm-hmm. and so on. And really, so what the judge is saying, we've had personal direct experience of it, and I'm sure there are so many other people from what he said mm-hmm. who have probably had even worse experience than us. And clearly, that is something that should need to be done.
Q95 News can confirm that the former Prime Minister was charged with encouraging, persuading, or instigating by words, causing persons to jeopardize the safety or endanger the public peace following a United Workers Party meeting at which calls were made for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, which, according to the charge, occurred on February 7, 2017. The matter has been adjourned to May 24, 2024.
I've taken legal advice on this matter, and I'm constrained at this time in what I say. But what I can tell you is that I keep reading the totality of the transcript of what I said at the meeting in February 2017. I keep reading it over and over again, and I keep looking at the complaint, and I just don't know how people in good conscience could have taken that action.
You've just heard former Marigot MP and former Prime Minister of Dominica, Edison James. CEO of Q95 FM and former CEO of the National Development Corporation, Sheridan Gregoire, has lost confidence in the judicial system. He agrees that for too many years, government officials have influenced the ruling of certain magistrates and judges in Dominica, hindering the flow of peace and justice in the country. This, as His Lordship Colin Williams drew attention to the backlog of cases and the slow pace of the preliminary inquiries, Justice Williams stated, open quote, from these assizes, between January and March, we had 13 matters, and from this, only two went to trial. But the 13 matters are completed. That is success, isn't it? That's a 100% record. We have no matters left over. But tell that to the 119 males sitting down in the prison on remand awaiting trial. Now, is that success? End of quote, Justice Williams queried. Mr. Gregoire spoke on Q95's Global View on Q program on Tuesday.
You know, I am kind of losing confidence in the system that we have now. And the judge, you know, touched on it. I mean, this thing is not working. You have the legislative branch appointing judges, having a hand in appointment of judges, having a hand in financing the judicial system, having a hand in appointing magistrates and DPP and attorney general, and appointing presidents. What kind of system is that? When the framers of our constitution, when they put the constitution together, they assume, one of the fundamental errors they made, they assume that every single person who was going to be a prime minister or minister of government would be a gentleman, gentle lady, not a rogue or a vagabond, not somebody who would have their personal interests only at stake and not that of the people. I don't think they made that, they thought about that at all. And that's the reason why, although we're supposed to have three branches of government, just separate and independent, we really don't effectively.
CEO of Q95 FM and former CEO of the National Development Corporation, Sheridan Gregoire. The Dominica Meteorological Service forecasts an early onset of the wet hurricane seasons in 2024, according to climatologist Annie Carrot Joseph. She predicts heat concerns starting from April 2024 until October 2024. Recently, the United Nations Weather Agency issued a red alert on global warming, noting record-breaking increases in greenhouse gases, land and water temperatures, and melting glaciers and sea ice. The World Meteorological Organization warns of a high probability of 2024 being yet another year with record-breaking heat.
Annie Carrot Joseph, climatologist at the Dominica Meteorological Service. Models are very confident that an increase in rainfall events and amounts is possible from April into May. An increase in the frequency of wet and extremely wet days and spells is likely. These conditions are expected to continue well throughout the upcoming wet and hurricane season, which runs officially from June to November. Thus, this increases the chances for life-threatening hazards such as flash floods, landslides, and falling rocks across the island. Heat concerns are also expected to begin as early as April and continue well into October, November this year, leading to yet another year where heat stress and other heat-related complications are possible. The 2024 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to come to an early start with higher chances for above normal activities.
Additionally, Joseph mentioned that the shift from La Nina to El Nino throughout the year could result in increased rainfall across the Eastern Caribbean and heightened Atlantic hurricane activity. She advises individuals to prepare for above normal temperatures.
Recent observations showed a transition from El Nino to ENSO neutral conditions in the eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean during April, May, June season, with increasing chances of La Nina evolving during the June, July, August season. These phases usually lead to wetter conditions across the eastern Caribbean and also heightened Atlantic hurricane activities. Additionally, warmer than usual sea surface temperatures continue to be maintained across the Caribbean Sea and the tropical North Atlantic Ocean. This is expected to continue during the upcoming season. Warmer than usual sea surface temperatures often result in warmer than usual air temperatures, a more humid environment, and increased frequency of the rainfall events, which could be extreme. It also provides a fuel to tropical cyclones, which could lead to the intensification of the systems.
Dominica Meteorological Service climatologist Annie Carrot Joseph. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The Ministry of Tourism has announced it is partnering with Global Lounge Network, a leading lounge management firm, to enhance the executive lounge experience at the Douglas Charles Airport and enable Dominica to tap into Global Lounge's global network. This collaboration, which occurred on the second day of Routes Americas, promises to elevate passengers' travel experience by delivering first-class amenities and services. Benoit Badwill, the CEO of DASPA, expressed enthusiasm about the initiative.
Our partnership with Global Lounge Network is designed to transform the passenger experience, boost non-aeronautical revenue, and draw in premium travelers in search of exclusive lounge amenities. This initiative will enhance the appeal of our airport and generate employment opportunities at Douglas Charles Airport. It will also elevate the level of customer service through training that aligns with international standards.
Benoit Badwill, CEO of DASPA, and Denise Charles Pemberton, Minister for Tourism, shared her excitement about the benefits of this collaboration. Open quote, "This allows Dominica to be promoted in their network, which handles over 300,000 passengers monthly," end of quote.
"I am really excited that in under 2 years of opening the Douglas Charles Executive Lounge, we have reached our goal of officially being part of a renowned global network. Our alliance with Global Lounge Network allows them to extend their offerings in the Nature Island to their loyal customers. This allows Dominica to be promoted in the network, which handles over 300,000 passengers monthly and the vast customer base of Priority Pass and Lounge Key. This move puts us on par with the travel experience they offer at major hubs like Miami, Puerto Rico, and San Francisco. It also supports the further development of our local hospitality industry by adding value for guests. On behalf of the government of Dominica, I want to extend profound gratitude to Range Developers for their outstanding work in establishing, managing, and providing exceptional customer service to passengers at our existing executive lounge over the past 2 years, and look forward to continued collaboration with them."
Minister for Tourism Denise Charles Pemberton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called upon nations worldwide to join forces in establishing a world characterized by dignity, justice, and equal opportunities for all communities as the globe observes the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Guterres particularly emphasizes the need for justice for individuals of African descent who have endured instances of racism.
"Racism is an evil infecting countries and societies around the world, a deeply entrenched legacy of colonialism and enslavement. The results are devastating: opportunities stolen, dignity denied, rights violated, lives taken and lives destroyed. Racism is rife, but it impacts communities differently. The theme of this year's International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination highlights this, focusing on people of African descent, recognition, justice, and development. People of African descent face a unique history of systemic and institutionalized racism and profound challenges today. We must respond to that reality, learning from and building on the tireless advocacy of people of African descent. That includes governments advancing policies and other measures to eliminate racism against people of African descent, and tech firms urgently addressing racial bias in artificial intelligence. On this day, let's commit to work together to build a work of dignity, justice, and equal opportunity for every community everywhere."
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. This is Q95 News. Toronto-based Dominican Justice Dr. Irvin Andre is calling on members of the judiciary in Dominica to regain their moral standing and execute their legal duties without fear or bias or egocentric fantasies. Justice Andre referenced the recent concerns brought up by His Lordship Justice Colin Williams for a fairer and timely hearing of cases at the High Court, as some 119 persons have not had their cases heard for years. Justice Andre also referred to the abuse of power exercised by a resident judge in recent times in clear violation of normal practices by other territories within the Eastern Caribbean.
Well, I hope the judge reflects, and his colleagues also, that they have a role to play in the proper functioning of the justice system. I hope they realize that if they don't play that role, they become complicit in what they complain about. We know that there are significant issues with the magistracy, but the problems are not limited to the magistracy. Bear in mind that not too long ago, we had a judge who she was in Dominica for 13 years, which was very much in contravention of the policy that a judge should only be in a certain island for a limited number of years to avoid contamination, to avoid being infected with the virus of partiality. And under that judge, who was a known sympathizer of the political directorate, many cases became buried, cases which did not have the privilege of Lazarus to be resurrected, because arguably that was part of the whole unsorry scheme of things.
Toronto-based Dominican Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. In other news, newly elected president of the St. Lucia Teachers Association, Vern Charles, told reporters on Wednesday that she was elated and humbled by the preliminary poll results. Open quote, "I am really humbled that the teachers of St. Lucia put their confidence in me as a leader and voted me in such a resounding fashion," end of quote, the new president expressed. Charles congratulated the new team she would work with, asserting they had much work to do. Charles emphasized that her focus for the union would be on continuity, growth, and progress, underlining her commitment to these critical areas. An appeals court appears to be divided as to whether to reject a controversial Texas immigration law in a case that is being closely watched nationwide. Now, this legislation would let police in Texas arrest and prosecute anyone they think has entered the country illegally. But challengers say the measure usurps federal authority. The law, known as SB 4, briefly came into force on Tuesday for a few hours, but it was blocked again amid a legal back and forth between the courts. A New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Appeals panel of three judges heard arguments in the case on Wednesday morning.
A U.S. appeals court panel on Wednesday seemed split over a Texas law that would empower state authorities to arrest and prosecute migrants and asylum seekers suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The hearing before a panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans is the latest in a whipsaw of judicial decisions about the contentious law. It comes a day after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the law could go into effect while challenges made their way through the appeals process. But just hours later, the three-judge appeals panel scheduled an emergency hearing and reversed its own earlier ruling, resulting in the state law again being blocked from taking effect. SB 4 would make it a state crime to illegally enter or re-enter Texas from a foreign country and would allow state judges to order that violators leave the United States, with prison sentences up to 20 years for those who refuse to comply. The Biden administration has sued to block the law, arguing the federal government has sole jurisdiction over immigration and enforcement. The two judges who spoke during Wednesday's hour-long arguments split sharply over whether SB 4 improperly interferes with federal powers. The dispute over the Texas law is one in a series of legal battles between Republican state officials and the Biden administration over Texas's ability to police its border with Mexico. It remains to be seen if the appeals court panel will allow SB 4 to take effect, pending the outcome of a challenge by the administration of Democratic President Joe Biden and civil rights groups.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Newly elected Police Welfare Association Chairman Sergeant David Andrew Jr. has made it clear that salary increases for police officers is among key considerations for the new executive of the association.
Q95.
Newly elected President of the St. Lucia Teachers Association, Ms. Vern Charles, told reporters on Wednesday that she was elated and humbled by the preliminary poll results. And the Texas Appeals Court appears to be divided as to whether to reject a controversial Texas immigration law in a case that is being closely watched nationwide.
And global.
The news brought to you compliments.
Big Station. Q95.
Quartz Dominica Limited. I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, with the Q95 News Team.